Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Spring has sprung, at least according to the plants. While we are observing wonderful displays of color and watching the trees fill out again, there is a problematic plant on display. Often praised for its color and being floriferous, it is a pest of a plant and it goes by the name Bradford. Bradford pear, or calorie pear, or even Pyrus caloriana, is the big white puffball of a tree displaying spring blooms this time of year. While it is a surprisingly resilient tree and does have showy flowers, it has many flaws. Originally introduced as a pear tree resistant to disease, calorie pear was brought into the US in the early 1900s. The name Bradford is actually a specific cultivar that was first sold in 1961. And became incredibly popular and essentially took over the name. Bradford pear is planted everywhere and is still found in yards and along city streets today. While it was supposed to be self-infertile, several different crosses later have given rise to an easily fruiting tree. These fruits get picked up by birds and deposited far and wide. Many calorie pears have escaped their initial planting area, sometimes further down the street, in an unmowed fence line, or worse, in fields and pastures. Typically, burning and mowing can prevent the establishment of most trees. However, if an idle field has a calorie pear tree introduced, it often takes off and produces even more. The same time that the ornamental trees are blooming, the escapees can also be seen as white tufts out in nature. Calorie pear is listed as an invasive in Missouri, and starting in 2027, Kansas is quarantining calorie pears. The sale and transport of trees into and throughout Kansas will be prohibited, starting January 1 of 2027, according to the Kansas Department of Agriculture. Apart from the invasiveness of the tree, what else is wrong with it? Many people find the smell of the flowers to be unsavory, comparing it to fish, ammonia, or some other odor. These problems are bad enough and would warrant a good chop. However, the largest complaint that can be filed, even for people that like the tree, is they tend to break a lot. Having half of your tree split off in a storm can be costly, frustrating, or possibly dangerous. A contributing factor is the rather dense canopy catches a lot of wind without letting it pass through. More importantly, calorie pears are just poorly shaped. Sharp V-shaped branch angles are less structurally sound than the more perpendicular ones. Take an oak tree, for example, with a strong trunk and branches jutting out from the sides. Then compare that to the calorie pear's dense nest of V-shaped branches. Without an even balance on either side, branches aren't able to support strong loads, like storm winds. Remember, the best pruning cut for a calorie pear is one single cut, to the trunk, at ground level. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.